My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's one thing we'll never be, Cakes?
A CEO, like yeah. Our next guest, Mercedes Moné. She's in studio with us. She'll be defending her strong women's champion title at the NJPW Capital Collision Show tonight at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. The CEO currently holds 2 titles. She's also the current AEW TBS champion. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Welcome, Mercedes.
Yeah, thank you.
Boys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for coming in.
What's up?
I have to tell you, this will be lost on her because she's too young and whatever.
Yeah.
But this is a total compliment. I'm getting downtown Julie Brown.
Oh, I've heard
vibes.
That before. I've gotten that before, and I'm
that's
like,
a good
who
call.
Is that? I got to look it up.
Yeah, I know. No, but trust me, she was a superstar.
I can see some of that.
Give us your British accent, and you'll be her.
Hello, mate. Yeah. Hello, everybody. I just came back from England. So
that's all right. That's a good call.
It is a good call, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're prettier, but I mean, she's pretty too.
Thank you.
We met her at a Super Bowl party in New York. Was it when we were in New York?
I think it was Atlanta.
No, I think it was Atlanta.
Oh, no, it was Atlanta.
It was Atlanta.
It was a long time ago,
but yeah.
I had a picture taken with her. Still have it. Love the picture.
Yeah. Mercedes, tell us, we're not the most well-traveled bunch internationally, especially. Like, just give us, like, the places you've visited in the past month or two, like, around the world.
Well, I just came back from London Monday.
There you go.
Right. I was there all week. Was in Wales as well for AEW Dynamite.
That's 2 different countries right there.
A month and a half ago, I was in Mexico. And just every single week, I'm in a different city and different town. And that's what professional wrestling is. We go all around the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. It has to be exhausting, right? He's traveling for an hour, and he's dying, whining about it for 2 weeks.
I'm going to Nashville in, 9 hours.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
It is hard. I feel like the travel is the hardest part about being a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
The bumps and the bruises I can take.
Now, do you get private? Do you get to fly private
sometimes?
A lot?
I love it when I get my little PK.
CEO, right?
Hello?
CEO
when you're a 2-time champion.
Come on now.
Definitely sometimes I get the PJ, and when I do, it's the best time.
Then it's amazing.
But even with first class, sometimes it can be so
you still got to wait. Yeah, you still
got to
wait.
How you sleep on the plane? Like, I sleep like a cat. I wake up like all neck jacked
up, hips. Yep.
Should mention, you came in here with your 2 belts. We just put the picture up on our Instagram, mm-hmm. Sports Junkies Radio. Tell us about the 2 belts. One's purple.
Yes. The purple one is the one that I'll be defending tonight. It's the New Japan Strong Women's Championship. I won this about a month and a half ago. And then this is the AEW TBS Championship, which I won on my in-ring debut with AEW, which just tells you I'm the greatest in the world.
You are the greatest.
Did you want to be a wrestler like when you were in high school? Like,
cause even younger. When
really?
I was 10 years old, I watched wrestling, and I was just like, whoa, this is my calling. This is my sole purpose.
Hmm. Who did you love back then?
I watched wrestling when I was 10 too, but I didn't turn into a wrestler. I didn't follow that path. It's pretty amazing you turned it into your career.
It makes me like the legit super fan if you love it that much that you want to perform and be a professional wrestler. It was Eddie Guerrero who I started watching. And
okay.
I was like,
he was a WCW guy.
He was WCW and WWF. And I was
that's
like,
right,
oh
eventually.
My God, I just was so in awe and captivated by him. And I always like to tell people, I want to be the female Eddie Guerrero. I feel like I am.
What was Eddie's like? Did he have?
He was super athletic.
He did everything. He did high flying. He was technical. And what I really loved about him is the lying, cheating, and stealing. He came out with low rider cars, and he just looked so awesome. But it was really the lying and the cheating and the stealing that was captivating to me. Like, he would do anything to win. He would cheat behind the ref's back. He would do something fun with his opponents. But he was just. And like just so inimitable that you had to watch him.
Who are, like, I knew Pedro Guerrero. I didn't know Eddie Guerrero.
Who are some of the oldest wrestlers that you can remember watching? Like, because we go back to like Hulk Hogan,
Bob Backlund.
Look, we know we're way older than you.
I mean, all of those guys, because when I started watching at 10,
yeah.
I became a student of the game. I went to the library and looked up all of the old stuff. I watched everything.
Jimmy Snuka,
Big John Studd.
Everybody. Yeah. The British Bulldog. Yeah. I mean, there are so many.
George the Animal Steel.
And still to this day, I go back and watch old wrestling. I'm still a fan, and I'm still a student of the game every single
day. Did you play sports in high school? You soccer did. Player?
No soccer. No. Track and field, basketball, softball. That's about it.
Oh, we heard that if the Wikipedia is right, can you play who she's related to?
Certainly.
This is one
Can we light it up right now so you know?
Yes, she wants to light it up.
I want to smell something good.
Here, play it again.
I'll play it again.
Here you go. Now you got your headphones on.
I mean, she should know who it is. Are you related to him?
It says it's your cousin.
She thought it was going to be Snoop.
It sounded like a little, who is that? Something like Justin Bieber.
William Norwood?
I got a chuckle.
I am related to him as well.
I didn't know that's his song.
I didn't know that one.
For us, that's his first
cousin, distant cousin? What's the relation?
My first cousin.
He's your first cousin.
You didn't know the song?
I haven't heard that song. I got to add that to my Spotify.
About, is Brandy
you know what it's about, right?
What is it about?
About Kid K.
You're hitting it.
Oh, you hit it? I hit it every week, too. Every Wednesday at AEW Dynamite on TBS, I hit people. I hit my opponents, too. So it's good.
Are Brandy and Ray J brother or sister?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
She's related to everybody.
Well, Snoop. She's also related to Snoop Dogg.
And Snoop Dogg, which I was, you know, that's what I said. Thinking. Let's roll it up. Let's light it up.
Yeah, that's what I know. So how's Ray J, first of all, your first cousin?
Something to do with my uncle. I don't know who's his uncle, but him and his uncle are related. So
okay. And yeah. then how was Snoop?
My dad is his dad's brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Snoop, by the way, superstar of the Olympics, right?
Oh my gosh.
Stole the Olympics.
Yeah, he's so iconic.
He was really good.
So good.
Really good. Got paid great.
You'd be good too for $500K a day.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody'd be interested.
What, over $10 million right dollars? Oh, I love that type of money. Yeah.
Going back to your athletic background, did you do gymnastics?
No, surprisingly I didn't.
Track and field though.
Track and field.
What were your track and field disciplines?
What is it?
Your
favorite. 100 meters.
Okay.
I was the fastest girl in Iowa at the age of 12.
Oh, so. Nice.
Look at that. Thank you. I'll see you at the Olympics
age of 12,
next.
Was that the peak?
Yeah, that's my peak. I stopped after that.
That's amazing.
How did you develop your characters? Because you have to learn to wrestle.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you went to a wrestling school.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I joined a professional wrestling school in Boston when I turned 18 years old. Trained every single day and traveled all over New England. And then 2 years later, I got a tryout with WWE, and I asked him every day, I'm like, can I get a tryout? Got signed by them, was with them for 9.5 years.
Like, wow. How many people are in your class when you show up for the wrestling academy? Is it 50? Is it 100 people?
It was 15, and I was the only girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many of them actually made it to the big time?
I would say about like 6 of them.
Oh,
out of my school.
Good.
My school in Boston, it's called the New England Pro Wrestling Academy. They have like the top rate of people who get inside. It's a really good wrestling school.
It's pretty good.
So your real first name is Mercedes,
yes.
But when you were in WWE, you were Sasha. How did Sasha that Banks. Name come about?
Well, with WWE, they love to own the IP of everything that you do. So they said, come up with a list of names. And I came up with Sasha and Banks with a different first name. And they just went, you're going to be Sasha Banks.
Uh-huh.
And that was my name for the past 9 years.
And then they own the name.
They own the name.
Because I kind of get the vibe that the CEO bit is because now you've taken control of your career.
There you go. I was the legit boss in WWE, and I leveled up and I became the CEO of AEW because I really legit, outside of wrestling, inside of wrestling, I want to be the CEO of my own life. And I want to teach people and tell people, they need to be the CEO of their own lives too. Take control, take a stance, and don't let anybody tell you what that you can and can't do.
What was harder to becoming a professional wrestler? Was it the wrestling and the shtick and everything that's involved in the athleticism and that, or the mic work and that sort of thing?
A little bit of both. Especially being a woman, like coming in, people are like, you're a wrestler, you're too small, you're too pretty, you're too this. So it's really showing people that I am strong enough and brave enough to be in the ring just like the guys and do it better than them. And of course, the showmanship and the entertainment and being larger than life, that's hard as well too. But
oh, yeah.
I love it. I love dressing up. I love being loud. I love the colorful hair. And I love hearing the reactions from the crowd. So the mic stuff is just the best time too.
So you love that.
I love it. Did you overlap with Jason's girls? He used to love the Bella twins, right?
You love the Bellas?
Did you go out with them one time?
I did.
Those are my girls.
In Reston, Virginia, at the Reston Town Center. Went out to a couple bars and had it. They were awesome.
Oh, great. Yeah. They love to get down.
Not ugly either.
No, they're so beautiful. Beautiful twins.
And what was the most serious injury you've had?
My worst one, I broke my heel last year. I was in a boot for 4 months.
Wow.
I dislocated my pelvis, had broken ribs, broken noses, but breaking my heel was
the worst. AEW have good benefits?
Oh, they have the best benefits. They have great medical. Yeah. I get PJ here and there.
401k.
The payments, amazing.
They match.
We love everything with AEW and Tony Khan.
All these things are important.
Yep.
It's very important.
It isn't.
Dollar for dollar.
Especially for a CEO.
What I was curious about, and I've seen like behind the scenes, but when you have a match, obviously you know you're going to win or whatever. But sometimes. You guys don't script out the moves, right? How does that, do you just give like a wink? Do you say what you're going to do? Like, I mean, obviously you went to a wrestling school about it, but let's say you're wrestling Cakes. Mm. Like, how do you know what's happening next?
Well, if I'm going to wrestle him, I'm not going to tell him anything I'm about to do. I'm just going to free flow it.
We're going to be spontaneous.
We're going to be spontaneous and just go with the flow.
Perfect.
Really, it's just all with the crowd, too. You want to hear their reactions off the crowd and feed off their energy. So sometimes you can plan things in the back, and if they're not reacting, you got to change things on the fly. You know, boom!
Back and forth.
But it is back and forth. But just the many years of practicing and training in the ring, you're prepared to take all these bumps safely and effortlessly. Sometimes the moves really hurt and you can get injured or get injured. And sometimes you don't know who's going to win. When I broke my heel last year, I was supposed to win this championship, but I was too injured that I was told the girl, I'm like, you're going to have to win this title because I can't even stand up.
Right.
So you never know what's going to happen in wrestling. And I think that's what's the funnest part. It's like, yes, it's live. Yes, it's predetermined, but you have no idea what's
going on. It's wild. So it's almost like a dance. Like
it's a dance. It's
or
a
you're
show.
Freestyling. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like a freestyle.
Yeah.
That's wild. I thought it was more predetermined than that. I didn't realize it.
Yeah. I thought it was like, okay, I'm going to start with a suplex. Then you do this. I mean, I don't even know all the names and moves. But.
You can. If you're going to start with a suplex, I'm going to think of something to get my finisher on you right away, you know, to counter that suplex.
What is your finisher?
My finisher is the Moneymaker.
Very nice. Would you like
Valdez's too?
Would you like me to try it on anybody?
Would you like to see it? No, the guy in the studio back there with the hat. He's a
wrestling guy.
He loves Mercedes.
Well, he's actually going to come to the show tonight, so he could see it in person.
Oh,
so
okay. I'm willing to get chopped. You know, Shawn Michaels came.
You
want to
get chopped?
Like
oh,
he
wants
to get chopped. Someone took a super kick.
We could do one of those.
You want to get one of that? You want to chop him?
You can chop him for sure. You got to take the shirt off though.
He's no jewelry though. I'm not trying to bleed.
I'll take it off.
All right, come on in here.
Let's see how loud this is.
Come on in here, buddy.
This is going to be good.
Who gave the best chop? Is that Ric Flair?
Ric Flair, and I've taken many chops from his daughter Charlotte.
Yeah, you're going to chops.
Chop
suey tonight, right?
Chop suey.
Paul's Chop House.
No, that's on Sunday.
You got to take your shirt off.
You got to take that shirt off, baby.
The shirt's definitely coming off. That's the way to do it. No,
my hands are sweaty.
That's
probably
fine.
Take your glasses off.
Yeah, the glasses are probably going to come off too.
I can't lose this. We'll put it up on our Instagram.
Step up big. I didn't do
nearly enough push-ups before.
Let's see what you got.
It's fine.
There we go. D-Day.
All right.
You can definitely be a wrestler.
Because we need to make sure that's...
Hey, Drabby, come here, produce. Hey, Denton,
just a few hours ago, you were breaking down the Carolina-Minnesota game.
Yeah, well, I was talking college football.
make sure the mic is near, Drabby.
Now he's doing this.
We're going to make sure this is properly produced.
All right, hold on. This is going to hurt, dude.
My parents are going to love
Mercedes Monet about to give Denton the chop.
She's like prepping the chest.
Yes, oh, yeah. Because even that feels a little
The chop
rough.
Area.
I'm No, but yes.
It's already red.
All right, this is going to be great.
Oh!
Hey, one more. Hey, one
I hope
more.
That hurt
that
you.
Wasn't that hard. That wasn't that hard.
Our producer said on the other side.
Yeah. Make it even. Harder. Make it even.
Man, it's ready. I'm ready. Look at that.
I'll do my second one. So that was a side chop. I like to do overhand chop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Overhand, please.
Just think, Mike Moore, you were going to do this.
Oh, my. It's because it's too hairy.
That's not fake. She's really hitting it.
Yes. Look at that. Look at all this. Oh, my God.
D-Day. Just made his D-Day.
This is battle scars right here.
Yeah, dude.
He's going to run to the
bathroom.
I have
to say, red is your color. It looks
red
good on you.
Red is his new color. Oh, my God. He does root for the Liberty Flames, so they have red in their uniforms. So
go tell your wife.
I saw all the tattoos, too, because I've always seen a little creeping out.
It was innocent.
That was innocent. She was only rubbing your nipples a little bit.
Keeping you warm.
So red.
Jeez.
Do you like a man with a hairy chest?
That didn't feel too bad. I get cold a lot, so I like someone to keep me warm. So, yeah.
All the wrestler guys, they all shave their chest, right? Nobody's got it.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah. On their legs, too.
I shaved my chest one time. It backfired.
Was it a great look?
It emphasizes every...
Sure. What was that, 1993?
Every fat cell you have in your body.
Roll your hair.
It is disgusting. You got to be ripped.
Yeah,
you gotta be rich.
It's not a mid 50-year-old guy's game.
No, I mean, I did it like 20 years ago, but it was a bad look. Yeah, it was a bad look.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Probably not the move.
All right, so how can people get tickets? What do they have to
Ticketmaster.
Do? Ticketmaster.
And it's tonight.
Yes.
Entertainment and Sports Arena.
Yeah.
And the name of the show is
Capital Collision.
I like that.
Cap Collision.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be a packed house.
Who do you face?
March, like,
Momo Watanabe.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mono Watanabe.
Momo Watanabe.
Momo Watanabe.
She's from Japan and Stardom.
What is she known for?
She is known for her knee strikes, and I'm also known for my knee strikes. So I feel like this match is really going to be some knees for knees, some knees in the faces. I can warm up with some knees to your face too. Who's next? Get it, everybody. Get in here.
Hey, as long as I'm not getting kicked, I'm all good.
I think we ended on a high note, right? We'll probably knock the guy out.
We're good.
All right, Mercedes, best of luck. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
NJPW Capital Collision tonight at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. You can go see the CEO. She's got two titles. She's got the belt. She's got the purple belt. She's got two belts. She's the CEO. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.